It's time for the Talk of the Town on KTLO-FM. Brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mount and Ohm Edward Jones Financial Advisor on Cardinal Drive, Highway 62 East here in Mount and Ohm. A program highlighting upcoming events and interesting people and organizations in the Twin Lakes area. And now here's your host, Kim Saichi.
And joining us by phone, it's Dana Scott, Director of Library Services at the Marion County Library. How you doing this morning, Dana?
I'm doing great. It's a Monday, but not really, because it's Tuesday.
That's true. All right. So before I got on the phone with you, I went to your website. What a great website you have, by the way. Very, very user-friendly. And it kind of gives a list of things that are going on. But you've always got new things coming up as well. We'll discuss all of that. But tell us what's going on at Marion County Library.
Well, first I want to say thank you. We worked very hard on that website, and we continue to work on it on a weekly and monthly basis. And kudos to Michaela Brown, who is our website guru. So she works on that frequently, and I want to make sure that she is mentioned, because it's one heck of a feat for her to keep up with that.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, we've got some great things coming. We always do, but I'm really going to promote right now our Turkey Storytime Party, which is Thursday, November 15th. Oh my gosh, that's this Thursday. This Thursday.
Yes, it is.
At 1:30, we're going to have some turkey talk with our Storytime Party, and snacks will always be provided at parties. Also, that same day, we are having a Teen Cyborg Domination Party. Come to us if you want to party. So that's my Arnold talk right now, because we are going to play with robots, and we're going to watch one Terminator movie that is not rated R. That was hard to find. And we will also have snacks for the teens, so I don't want them to feel like they're going to get left out because of the Turkey Storytime Party. We'll have plenty of snacks for everyone.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun, and I'm sure Arnold would approve.
I think he would. I'll need to try again. I'll need to work on that a little bit. I might have to wear some sunglasses and a leather jacket on Thursday just to prepare for the Teen Cyborg Domination Party.
That's...
So again, that'll be at 3:30 on November 15th. So
right.
It'll be pretty close to after the Storytime Party. We also have Game Night at the library. We are still doing that twice a month, and our next one is on the 20th. And that starts at 5:30. We shut down the library, and it's just for gamers. And we play dice games, card games, board games, all different kinds of games for about 2 hours. Usually goes a little bit longer than that because we have a lot of fun.
That sounds like a great way to get kids and young people in the community. You know, they don't have a lot to do, especially in the winter. This is a great opportunity for them to go to the library, join some friends, and have a good, wholesome activity.
Well, and I'm going to tell you, we try to push that for the adults. So that's
absolutely
adult time for them to come in. We do allow teenagers to come in, but if they are under 16, they need to be accompanied by an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, everybody is welcome to come 16 and up, and we do have snacks. But, adults are very, very welcome. We really want to see them at the game nights.
Well, that's very true, because you do have the teen scene that takes place Monday through Friday from 3:30 to 5 p.m., right?
Yes, every day except for Saturday. Those teens come in here and they raid us and are very loud, and we accept that. And during that time, we actually feed them. We are still doing the food for youth, and we do that Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday starting at 3:15. Mm-hmm. And go until 5:15. So anyone who wants to get a nice, nutritious meal during that time, anybody up to the age of 18 can come in and get fed after school.
That sounds great. Tell me about your new reading app.
Libby, which is run by Overdrive or Arkansas Library to Go, all three of those are basically the same thing. It just depends on what you're used to calling it. That app can be pulled up on iOS, which is the iPhone and iPad. Now, we still can use Overdrive on the items that are not Apple devices.
Mm-hmm.
Any Android devices can still download books. It's just they won't get the use of the Libby app yet. And what that is you can download a book to read. There are also audiobooks on there that you can listen to, and those are free if you have a library card with Marion County. And all of the consortium that's in the state of Arkansas shares books. So you have access to all different books, even if we don't own the copy here in Marion County. Someone maybe in Little Rock does, and they will share that book with us. So our readers can read anything that is purchased throughout our consortium in Arkansas.
Wow, that really broadens the horizon as far as what books you can read.
Yes. Yeah, so if we don't have it on the shelf, we might have it on our Libby app or OverDrive app. And again, those are both really the same. One is a little bit geared towards iOS right now. So we're working on getting it working for the Kindles and all of that. But right now, the Libby portion is just for those Apple people, and everyone else can still use OverDrive.
Excellent.
The only other two things I want to promote very, very quickly is we still have our crafts program every Tuesday at 1, and we would love to see anyone coming in. We do quilting, knitting, crocheting. We're going to make loom knit stockings for Santa starting this week. And then also I want to promote our book discussion that is in November 27th. I'm sorry, I'm messing all of this up. Our book discussion meets on November 27th, and our movie will be at 10 a.m., and the discussion will be at noon, and it's A Wrinkle in Time.
Oh, good book.
Yes. So we're pretty excited about discussing that. And again, that movie starts at 10, and then we'll have a discussion at noon. And we will have snacks as well.
You always have snacks.
We do. We like to have snacks.
Marion County Library loves to have their snacks, and you have so many great, great programs. And I also want to encourage folks, if they are looking to donate, they can go through the Arkansas Community Foundation. You guys are part of that. And also Amazon Smile. Don't forget, you can make contributions every time you go to Amazon and order some of those Christmas gifts, birthday gifts, or whatever you're ordering on Amazon. You can help out the Marion County Library at the same time.
And it doesn't cost you any extra to do so.
There you go.
So you have done your research. Good job.
Dana Scott, thank you so, so very much. She is the Director of Library Services. If you have any questions, you can contact her. And you can go to marcolibrary.org for more information. Dana Scott, have yourself a wonderful Tuesday.
You too. Thank you so much for calling.
No problem. That'll wrap it up for Talk of the Town. Be good to each other out there, and I'll talk to you again soon.
You've been listening to the Talk of the Town, brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor on Cardinal and Highway 62 East in Mountain Home. Learn how she can help you reach your financial goals. Stop by or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.